Let's go to Chris.
Thank you so much, Patrick. I just have a question regarding part of the gospel passage that was read this morning during the morning mass. It refers to the fact that no one knows the day nor the hour, not even right. the Son, but only the Father. Right. I presume that's referring to the human nature and the divine nature of Jesus, the human not knowing, but the divine knowing. And my question is, if that's true, wouldn't the human nature still have to know what the divine nature knows?
Bingo. You answered your own question, but you're right. This is from Matthew chapter 24, verses 42 through 51. So I'll just flesh it out a little bit more, Chris. So in the incarnation, you have the second person of the Blessed Trinity, the Son, who shares everything in common with the Father. Everything the Father has, the Son has, in terms of his infinite knowledge and infinite goodness and love. And all those divine attributes are common to each of the three persons of the Trinity. No one is more God than the other. And in the incarnation, God himself united to himself a perfect human nature. And as I'm sure you already know, but for the sake of discussing it, the perfect human nature includes a human will, a human mind, human body, all those attributes that are proper to a human person and are contained in the human nature. All of those things are united to the divinity of the second person of the Trinity. So he is a divine person, but he also operates in and through, and you might think of his human nature as an instrument. If you were to write a letter and you took up a pen, the instrument that you would be using would convey your thoughts. And in a way analogous to that, Christ's human nature is instrumental to God's revelation to us in the fullness that Jesus gave it to us. So that being the case, it is true that in his human knowledge, he had to learn things. So he had to learn how to walk. He had to learn how to tie his sandals. He had to learn how to help his dad in the carpentry shop. He had to learn all the things that human beings learn over time. In his humanity, he had to do that. Now, the church fathers who are commenting on this mystery, they point out other analogies such as his divinity and his humanity coinciding in the same person, you know, with a body and a soul, could be understood something similar to how you can look up in the sky and see the sun right there. You have the beatific vision. You can see the sun shining down upon you. And everything you do in life, if you're walking around outside on a very nice sunny day, it's illuminated by the presence of the sun. So the sun in the sky is analogous to Christ's divine nature. His human nature is analogous to you walking around, but you see things very clearly. And whenever you want to, you just look up and you can gaze directly at the sun. And it won't hurt your eyes. So what that means in this case is that Jesus is speaking about in his limited human knowledge that he doesn't know. This passage is like some other passages where it refers to Jesus going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. And some people say, well, how can Jesus have a God? If he is God, how can he have a God? Well, he's referring there to his human nature. So you had it right, Chris. That's the essence of the answer to this question. But I think it deserves a little extra fleshing out, don't you think?
Yeah, I appreciate that, Patrick. What I just find a little confusing is, you know, Jesus being a God. I know he has a human and a divine nature, but that Jesus wouldn't know the end. That's still a little bit confusing to me.
Well, let me put it this way. We see the instance where Jesus is passing through a throng of people. They're pressing against him on every side. And the woman who had the hemorrhage, remember she was hemorrhaging for many years, wasting away, and she reaches out and touches just the tip of the tassel of his cloak, and he stops and he says, "Who touched me?" Now, as God, he knows everything. There's nothing that can be known that God doesn't know. So as God, he knows that. But in his human mind, he didn't necessarily know that. Mm-hmm. And so there's a dramatic example of where we see the limitations of the human mind right next door to the infinitude of the divine mind. And it's mysterious for us because there's nothing else we can compare this to. We don't have anything that we can point to and say it's like that. So we do the best we can with analogies. I'll recommend a good book to you, Chris, called Theology for Beginners by Frank Sheet. He has a lengthy section on this exact topic where he takes it up at greater length. And I love that book. I think people who've read it have had the same experience. So check that out. Theology for Beginners by Frank Sheed. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
For more of The Patrick Madrid Show, visit relevantradio.com/Patrick.